Welcome to Narratives. Here is Candice Fox reading from her prize-winning crime novel, Eden. Eden is the companion novel to Hades. Candice is reading from the opening chapter, which sets the scene for the crime which follows.
The night of the boy's murder, he was working, wandering along Darlinghurst Road in the crowds of workers, picking pockets, begging, doing tricks for coins. Later, the boy would think of his life in the city streets as the winter days, because even in the summer, they seemed cold and damp, the daylight short. The skin of his feet was hard and black, but the midnight hours penetrated this husky exterior, brought a chill through the asphalt into his skinny legs. The mornings rang with wet silence, and the afternoons were heavy with foreboding, the promise of darkness bringing with it yelling, laughter, running footsteps, sirens. It took years for the boy to forget how to remember when one day ate into the next and nothing broke the monotony except the stabbing death of a whore or the chance find of a coin on the concrete. The sun shuddered above the buildings, on and off, counting days. The boy wandered, head down, practicing at sniffing bins outside restaurants to identify treasures hidden within, at slipping through cinema fire exits to fossick for popcorn and sweets, at scaling tall buildings to raid clotheslines strung across cramped balconies. Sometimes the boy felt he could have been ancient because all that came before the night of fire and screaming was darkness, and it had been months since he had known what day it was. Now and then when he slept, he returned to the fires, saw the faces of the woman and the man he supposed must have been his parents against the windows, heard their pounding on the glass behind the bars. Whenever he tried to remember how long ago the fires happened, who those people were and why they had died, how he had survived and how he got to the city, he was confronted by blackness and silence, a door closed, locked, impassable. He didn't know how old he was or the name those screaming people called him. When the police and the kindly women who had spotted him came to take him, they said he looked 8. He was happy with that. They'd also said he was mute and malnourished, but he didn't know what either of those things were. He'd fled the van they put him in and kept his eye out from then on. He didn't like the police. He didn't know why. The boy was lost to himself. He wandered and tried to forget. On the night he met the Frenchman, the boy was sitting on a set of steps down from the goldfish bowl, which was alive with laughing and shoving, the toppling of glasses, the slapping of beer onto the pavement. It was the boy's favourite spot. To his left, he could look down the curve of Darlinghurst Road towards the police station, watching for brawls and arrests when coins could be spilled or wallets lifted. And to his right, he could trace the progress of long-legged sailors from Woolloomooloo, jostling and sniggering and trying to grope the passing girls, a fine source for small change for a boy with a sweet face who could sing and dance and tell dirty jokes. Most of the jokes he'd read in underground magazines he found in the streets, so he guessed he'd been at school once. He looked at the dirty pictures and the photographs from the war, all cut up and pasted and drawn over with lines. The men and women in the magazines wore their hair long and dirty, and so did he. The boy thought maybe one day he'd find himself. He rested his heels and counted the trams passing on the line, cluttering with men and women on their way to Potts Point and the Dockland suburbs, with their oiled hair, painted lips, and leather bags full of paper. It was early enough for the whores, who leaned on the walls, filing their fingernails and hooting at each other across the street, late enough for the bums to have staggered in from the parks to curl up for the night in the dirty street corners and shop fronts. The Frenchman came walking up the hill under the Moreton Bay fig trees, the smoke from his cigarette winding around a row of sailors advancing behind him. The boy hardly noticed him. He moved off the steps and headed down to meet the sailors, stretching his dirty face into his brightest smile. The Frenchman caught him by the elbow and spun him in a half circle. The sailors parted to let him through.
The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9.